You're tuned to Community Radio 2XX 98.3 FM, and this is Radio Freedom Anarchy on the airwaves. What is anarchy all about? Well, it's not about wanton destruction and violence, not about guns, sex and booze, and well, not entirely. It's about basically creating a society, non-hierarchical society, where everyone has equal access to the decision-making powers in that society, and everyone has equal access to the wealth of that society. And it's not just about getting rid of the government. So if any sort of rich business owner ever comes up to you and says, "Oh, I'm an anarchist because I hate the government," tell them they're a liar, and tell them they're a filthy rich businessman. They should F off and die as well while you're at it. On the show today, we will, of course, be crossing via the Community Radio satellite to Joe Toscano and Michael Smith and the Anarchist World this week, and he's got a couple of interesting things this week. He particularly has a guest over from France by the name of Roland Cray or something to that effect, who will sort of be talking a bit about anarchy in general and anarchy in France in particular. And speaking of France, quite an interesting situation going on there at the moment in regards to the length of the working week. Last year, the French government introduced legislation and passed legislation through the parliament to fix the working week at 35 hours per week, and also added a rider on that people should not lose any conditions, which basically is the sort of thing we have been arguing on this show on a couple of times, going a bit smaller than the 35-hour work week, but still, I think the key idea there of a reduction in working hours with no loss in pay is the only way you're going to get people into jobs. We had Peter Costello last week with a laughable suggestion that in 4 or 5 years, anyone who wants a job in Australia will find one. Well, the only way you're going to do that is to reduce the working week. Well, I suppose you can introduce conscription, but I don't think the Liberal government would be that stupid. But then again, we've seen some of the things they have done in the past. The school system. Well, we have slagged the school system off in the past, but that doesn't mean we hate it entirely. And a few comments about a couple of issues have arisen about that. And over the past week, of course, our glorious Lord and Master Jackboot Johnny came out with his proposition that schools should be open from 9 to 5 to align with the working hours of the parents of the kiddies that go to those schools. And both the New South Wales and ACT education ministers over the last couple of weeks or so have accused schools of hoarding millions and millions of dollars, which should be going into the education of students, and said, "Oh, if these schools don't start spending this money, then we're going to take it all off them." Also, on sort of the political front, we're talking about education ministers and the like, the ACT Legislative Assembly, a couple of members thereof, have proposed that we should increase the number of MLAs to 21 because we're underrepresented. Well, we'll be having a few words to say about that. And MP, well, we seem to have an MP's lot here, and also a British MP, Nigel Jones, has come up with the outrageous suggestion that MPs should have 24-hour bodyguards. I suppose that's one way of reducing unemployment, but I don't need them, but we'll be talking about, well, I'll be talking about that later. My name's Stephen, be around till about midday today, and we're going to start off today on the subject of politicians and John Howard in particular, and we're going to be crossing via the Community Radio satellite to the studios of 3CR Melbourne, TJ Toscano, and the Anarchist World this week.